Hello, Tui. Honestly, I'm really upset. I saw photos of sea turtles caught in plastic. It was heartbreaking. We all know single-use plastic is a huge problem. Whenever I travel, especially by plane, so much waste is created. It's hard to avoid plastic when you're constantly handed disposable packaging. Please do something about all the single-use plastic when traveling. Then maybe I'll come back as a customer.
3.6 million tons of cabin waste were generated by the airline sector in 2023. That's almost a kilo of waste per passenger. So yeah, you're right, that's a lot. And a significant portion of that was single-use plastics, mostly from food and beverage service. So let's see what TUI is doing to change that.
We're on it, right? A TUI podcast on sustainability and the future of travel.
I'm Rebecca, and I started to work for TUI last year. In this podcast, I want to find out how TUI is tackling the challenges around sustainability. And I think the easiest way to figure out whether we at TUI are really working on reducing plastic waste on board is, well, on an actual flight, which is where I am right now. I boarded a TUI flight from Amsterdam to Gran Canaria, and the cabin crew just announced that they will start food and drink service soon. And here's what gets interesting for my mission today. They said that if you order a drink, like Sprite or beer, you only get a cup if you request one. But there has to be more to the story of plastic waste. So to dig deeper, I'm meeting Sergio. He is the purser on this flight. That's the head of the cabin crew. He has been with TUI for over 20 years, so I think he knows everything we need to know about single-use plastics. So I'll try to find him. Sorry, can I pass? Thank you. All right, I'm heading to the very front of the plane, behind the curtain. This is kind of like the secret space you usually only see when you're on your way to the restrooms. And I see a lot of trolleys and... Hi, Sergio, nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
Sergio, thank you for taking the time to chat with me, especially here when everybody is hungry and thirsty.
More than welcome in our kitchen. It's called the galley.
Called the galley. Okay, my kitchen at home looks very different from this.
I completely understand.
So far I haven't really seen that much plastic on this flight, and I also just heard you only give out cups on request. I didn't see any headphones wrapped in plastic, no blankets wrapped in plastic. Are we done? Have we eliminated all the plastic?
Not yet, but we already removed actually 83 million pieces of plastic so far.
Okay.
And we're still working on it.
Okay. So what have we removed already?
For example, we removed all the plastic cups when we do a drink service. We replace them by paper cups, and the paper cups only has less than 1% plastic in it.
Okay.
And even to reduce the use of the paper cups, we don't hand them out automatically, but we make an announcement after takeoff that the customer, if they want a cup, they can get one and they ask for it.
Okay. So we are in this kitchen or galley with a lot of trolleys. And this trolley, like one of these trolleys, this probably has food inside, which is the highlight for some people flying like me. I love
it. Oh, okay. Yes.
So can I take a look inside?
Yes, of course. I will show you. This is the buy on board trolley. During this flight, we have food and drinks for purchase. So let's open it.
Yes. So I see a lot of little drawers with drinks in it or snacks in it, which is all wrapped. And here are some sandwiches also wrapped in plastic.
Yes, that's true. At this moment, we still have the sandwiches or the oven paninis, also oven snacks wrapped in plastic. That's partly for hygienic reasons, but also we need to find a solution to get a wrapping which is oven proof for high temperatures when we need to heat up the panini, for example.
Because if you would put paper in an oven,
that's not a good mix.
Not okay. So I think that we talk a lot about plastic when we talk about waste, but I think one important thing is to know that if you make something for just one-time use, like a cup, then it doesn't really make sense from an environmental point of view, and it doesn't really make a big difference if it's made out of plastic or paper, because yes, plastic stays in the environment for a long time, but paper that's made from trees, It's taking a lot of energy to make paper from trees, and we're also using a lot more paper than the trees can grow back. So can we not just reuse all the, can we not just have cups and then just wash them on board, use them again?
It's a really good point. We already actually tested rotable cups or reusable cups for drinks already on board of a test flight we did for the Aviation Flight Challenge. Actually, on that flight, we tested several things, reducing the fuel, reducing the weight of the aircraft, more digital stuff, but also rotable cups. So what we did is actually we hand out a rotable cup, and before arrival at Rhodes, that was our destination at that time, we picked and returned all the cups back into the galleys, and which will be dishwashed and then could be used for the next flight.
But the dishwasher probably is not on the flight.
I wish it was an option, or maybe not, but no, it's not an option. We don't have, as you can see, we have limited space. Everything is fully packed. So the dishwash really needs to be done at the caterer on ground.
Okay, so it gets off the airplane.
Correct.
So this is a short haul flight, even though I think it's a long flight to the Canaries. It's about 5 hours. But the food here you have to buy, so it's not like everybody gets food, right?
No, it's so-called buy on board. That means that food and drink is for purchase on so-called long-haul flights, mean flights to the Caribbean. And we have a complimentary service, and then actually we serve a complimentary hot meal.
Okay.
With a salad and a dessert and coffee and tea included and the drinks. And we have a so-called meal tray or platter, where we serve then a hot meal or a second snack on it. That's complimentary then. And that's not single-use plastics.
Ooh.
I saw your question coming. No, that was not. That's not single-use plastic. That's so-called rotable equipment, meaning that we also, after the flight, it will go to the caterer, will be dishwashed, and can be reused for the flight. And even if the equipment is at their end of their lifetime,
yeah,
then it can be recycled again, so that we can melt it. Well, it's not actually melted, but we can reuse it for newer materials once again.
So on these short haul flights, you have to buy everything you eat and drink, and there's some like the sandwich, or there's still some plastic which is hard to remove.
Yeah.
And the cups that you only give out on demand. But long haul flights sounds like it's pretty much multiple use, like the trays go back.
Yes. The only thing on the tray at this moment is that we have, for example, on the bowls for the salad or the dessert, we have single-use lids, plastic lids.
Yeah.
And we did a trial to Cancun last January, where we also tested new rotable equipment, including the rotable lids as well. So that's an extra step we're going to make with that trial, and we're going to implement it for all airlines flying long haul.
So right now the tray you can reuse, but it's covered by something that is thrown away.
Yeah, it's partly covered. Yeah.
What else is left? Because it sounds like we are removing half.
Yes, for example, all the blankets on long-haul flights. There is a blanket on every seat that was wrapped in plastic, and that's removed and replaced by a paper roll. As you may have noticed, in the front of this aircraft, on this Boeing 787, we have also an extra premium class seats area, and we hand out on long-haul flights also amenity kits. And also the amenity kits are completely plastic-free now.
Okay, so we removed a lot of plastic items. Some we replaced with paper, which, to be honest, doesn't make me too happy because it's still, you know, the question if we really need it, but I guess we do need to cover the food out of hygienic reasons. And so these lids that are still single use, we throw them away. And I'm wondering on the flight, if I throw something away or if you throw something away. We started in the Netherlands, and in the Netherlands, the recycling system is quite good. The recycling loop is almost closed. But if we fly to destinations all over the world, how is this? What happens to this trash on our way to Gran Canaria?
Well, for example, it's different per country or even per airport. It has to do with rules, with facilities. They have to recycle waste, yes or no. At this moment, there's no waste separation or recycling at Las Palmas. But for example, I did an aviation challenge flight to Rhodes. It was actually like a test flight where we tried to reduce fuel and did a lot of other stuff. Rhodes Airport also joined us in the separation and recycling of waste for that specific flight. So hopefully in the near future, more countries and airports will follow.
And as a solution, can we not just take the trash back? It's probably too heavy, right?
It's well, it's heavy, which costs us extra fuel. But on the other hand, if you've noticed, we have a small area, so we don't have enough space. Then we need to put it in the cargo hold, which is not very hygienic, and it's also not safety-wise not always allowed.
Okay, so I guess it's quite complicated to replace some of the items, and it's also complicated to deal with the trash that is somewhat necessary if we want to feed our customers on flights. But what I would be really interested in, you've worked on board of aircrafts for over 25 years. I guess there are a lot of challenges in this size.
Well, actually, when I started 25 years ago, everything was plastic on board of the aircraft, and it was cheap, of course. It was single-use plastic, and it seems nobody take care about the impact on the environment. Now, of course, nowadays there's a change, and we look completely different to the environment. So in the recent years, there are changes into the introduction of rotable equipment, reusable plastics. But there's still work in progress. We're still working on it.
Okay, so I can see that we're on it, but then I'm wondering if we are progressing fast enough, and it's all these small steps are nice, but I'm still wondering, can we ever do it, or what have we achieved so far? You said that we want to ban all unnecessary plastics. Mm-hmm. Where are we standing right now?
We already removed 83 million pieces of plastic, and we want to become a full circular airline or business.
But there's still work to do.
There's still work to do. Okay. Still, thank you so much. Talking about work to do, you probably also have work to do that you have to do
now.
I
will continue and going back to my colleagues to assist them, but they're doing a great job, and so nice to meet you.
It was very nice to meet you. And I am on my way to the canneries, and the review said that we produce way too much plastic when we're on the move. And another way of being on the move is on a cruise ship. And so when we touch down in Gran Canaria, I will be the guest on a cruise ship, the Marella Explorer, to see how they deal with singular plastic and single-use plastics.
Hello again. I am now on board of the Marella Explorer. Marella is a cruise line that is part of TUI Group, just like Mein Schiff and Hapag-Lloyd Cruises. We talk about the emissions of cruise ships in a different episode, but in this one, we want to talk about waste, plastic waste, and single-use items on board of a ship. Think about it. The Marella Explorer can host around 2,000 people. There are 10 restaurants, and drinks are served around the clock. That's the potential for a lot of fun, but also for a lot of waste and single-use items. And right now, I am in my cabin, and I'm checking for single-use items or plastics, and I couldn't really find any single-use plastics. There's a laundry bag for the laundry service, which is pretty nice, and from reusable linen. There's a bottle where I can refill my water. I couldn't find any plastics or any like single-use plastic items. And also here, I don't think that's the whole story. So I talked to my colleague, Simon Florin. He is the environmental officer on board, and he agreed to talk to me. So I look for Simon so he can tell me more about plastic waste and reducing it. So here we are. Next to me, there's my colleague, Simon Florin. He is the environmental officer on board of the Marella Explorer. Hi, thank you for taking the time.
Hello, nice to have you on board.
So this here is very different. So I just got an airplane, and they separated their trash into two different types of waste. And in this room, I see tons of different containers. I see
few, like big ones, small ones, different colors. How many types of waste are there?
No, we have around around 20 types of waste divided here in this little room. But I can just tell you the main ones, which you can see here, in this big containers, for
example.
That's
like a huge one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have the plastic and the paper, which later on they're going to be compacted. Also, we have the cans. Also, they're going to be compacted. And these are pure recycling materials, ready to be recycled once we are reaching the port.
You also have a lot more passengers on board here. How many is it on the Marella Explorer?
Yeah, we can go around 2,000 passengers. Now I think we're going to have around 1,800.
Okay, so almost 2,000 people on this ship.
Yeah,
and they eat, they drink, they party.
They just feel good, yeah.
Yeah, they feel good, which is an opportunity to have fun or potential to have fun. But I also see a potential of producing plastic waste, which is what I would really like to talk to you about. But first of all, sometimes people think that, oh my God, cruise ships, they just throw all their garbage in the water.
Whoa. Just don't. There is absolutely nothing thrown overboard. We can't throw things overboard. This is just absolutely wrong and forbidden. And also monitored not just by us from the shipboard command, also by the port authorities.
Okay.
So something like this just cannot happen.
So the only thing that actually gets in the water is the food waste, but that is...
That is processed food waste because
okay.
we have a food waste processing system on board.
What does that mean, processed
food? Yeah, so basically the food is getting grinded and they turn the like in a paste, which later on is going to be thrown overboard by the system itself. In the end, I think it's going to be eaten by fish.
Okay. Well, I came here on board. I kind of feel like a little bit of the plastic police. I'm not, but there's a lot more space here than on an airplane. And for airplanes, it was the challenge that not all airports are recycling. I guess it's the same with ports.
Oh, yes, it's the same. We can just keep our recycling material until we have a good opportunity to discharge. So we can keep it, we can stretch it up to 5, 4, 6 days.
Okay.
Depends on the volume that we are producing in that cruise.
And you're trying to find, like you're trying to stock it up, the garbage.
We're going to find a good a company which they will recycle the materials.
And right now we are on Las Palmas, Gran Canaria. Do they recycle here?
Yes. Actually, most of the Spanish ports, they're recycling materials, yes.
I guess it gets more complicated when you go further away.
No, I cannot say further away, but depends on country to country. Yeah.
Okay.
So in the end, we're going to find out if the port... Some countries have more ports, and in this port, some of them will recycle, some of them not.
Okay.
And it's in the same country.
So it's like a huge puzzle piece that you do as an environmental officer.
Yes.
Okay. So I came on board to look at the plastic waste and single-use items because there were questions about that. And in my cabin, I was almost shocked because I couldn't even find a plastic bag in the trash can.
Yeah, well, that's a very good observation. Marella Cruises actually has this target of reducing single-use plastic items to almost zero.
Okay.
Yeah. So for the moment, we are in a very good step in doing that. Since 2019, for example, Marella just avoided using around 9 million single-use plastic items.
So this
is quite an estimation, but around number, but that's the one.
And that's what's behind these numbers? Is it cutlery, straws?
We have plastic straws, single cups, plastic vanity bin liners.
It's all gone.
Plastic spoons for ice creams, all sort of single-use items. Yeah, no more.
Okay. What is there? Because I don't believe this. We can't be done. This would be too good.
Yeah. Well, we still have some things remaining, which it's quite hard to, I can't say hard, but let's say challenging, to eliminate this one. So we're in the process of doing this. So it's about the coffee cups, the normal coffee cups. They're just the normal ones, which, you're ordering a coffee, you just have it for takeaway and you just...
Okay. So when you have a normal coffee here, you will get it in obviously like a mug, but if you take it for takeaway...
Yes. You're going to have it in a plastic Actually, it's a paper.
Yeah.
But that paper for sure has some plastic inside.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's, I think, the same issue everywhere. And then it's, again, I'm at the point where I feel like if it's single use, then it can't be a good solution, no matter if it's plastic or paper. So why not just washing it? Because here it would be possible. You have the capacities here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is something which we're implementing soon. We're going to have some cups, which they're going to be multi-use.
Okay.
So, but there's still the problem for those passengers and crew, which they want to have a coffee and they're going outside in the city. So, this coffee cup maybe will not
make it back to the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's not that easy to just.
It's a little bit of brainstorm, but yes.
Okay. But if somebody can like divide like 20 different types of trash, I'm sure you can figure that out, right?
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah. So are there any things that you're like, oh, this is good. We're good on that.
Yes, indeed, there are some things which they're a little bit hard to remove right now, like single-use items in the hospital or plastic wraps in the galleys. But on the other hand, we are kind of pioneering another section, for example, the microplastics.
Microplastics, okay.
Yeah, this is quite new, quite innovative. I think we're one of the first cruises liners which we are doing this.
Okay.
So basically, it's a filter installed in the laundries, which will capture this microfiber plastics.
Okay. Is there a way? Can we look at that?
Yeah, of course. Please come with me.
Wow. It's like a big laundromat. They're like, okay, I see 11. I don't even know if that's a, I see 11 devices, which I'm not sure if it's a washer or a dryer. And you said that this here.
Well, yeah, this is like the filter.
A filter for microplastics. Can you just explain why we're talking about laundry and then suddenly we're talking about plastic? Like what's the
connection you're wondering? Okay. So as you see all these machines here, they just want to take the water out after they're washing.
Yeah.
So they're going to pass by this tube here. You see it here? You're following me? Okay.
There's a tube that's like running from the washing machine into a like a big box.
Did I open it for you?
Yeah. It's about two boxes
okay,
big.
Okay. Because ooh, it's going to take a little bit. That's the power supply. And then I want to try to open it from here.
Okay. So what Simone is doing is that, so it's a box, it's about two shoe sizes big, made out of metal. It's wedged in between different washing machines and, ooh.
Yeah, let's adjust some clamps. Okay. And what you can see here, it's the filter.
Okay, so there's a, it's just a filter.
Yeah. This is the magic filter from the Cleaner Seas company.
Okay.
Yeah, so as you can see, the water is passing through this area. This is some little membrane, kind of like, which this one will capture the plastic. This is like a little rotor here, which will turn all the time and change the membrane. And then later on, it's going to be discharged back to the tank, but clean without any microfiber plastic.
And the microfiber, can you say again, like microfiber is, it's getting out of, if you wash your laundry.
Out of your clothes, yeah.
But is that a lot? Because that seems like, is there a lot of microplastics coming from, you know, my clothes if I wash them? Because it sounds like.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, but it's quite real. And after we had the tests and the lab analysis and tests, we actually saw that we have a lot of microfibers. And
so you tested this filter on the crew laundry, which is normal washing machine.
Yes. And also we have installed one in the main laundry, which is the passenger laundry, which can wash up to 10 tons per day at full capacity.
Wow.
We never reached that number, but still it can do it.
Okay, wow. So if you say you have tons of laundry, that's like very literal.
Yeah. Now you got it. And then later on, of course, we had the trials. We had the samples taken to labs. We got to the conclusion it captures 99% of microfiber plastics from the water.
So it filters most of the plastic that would eat other way go into the water. But do you have a number on that?
Well, from our trial and study, we estimate this could capture around 500 kilograms of microfibers per ship annually.
Wow, so every year, 500.
Yeah, that's a pretty good number. And then we're going to try to distribute them on all the Marella vessels and all the Marella fleet. And then we hope that also on the TUI cruises, the ships also.
What happens like when it's full?
Well, we're taking out the used filter along with the captured microplastic fiber. We're sending it back to UK to Cleaner Seas.
Yeah.
They're going to take care of them, clean it.
Yeah.
Send it back to us and recycle the captured material.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's a full closed loop.
It's a closed loop. Yeah. It's actually a brilliant, brilliant idea and quite innovative. So I hope this type of filters will spread more and more.
Yeah, I think that TUI Cruises is already also working with them.
Yeah.
But when you said closed loop, that's a good point, because TUI and with that Marella, they want to become a fully circular business. You are the environmental officer on this ship, so you know this ship and the environmental procedures. Somebody's coming in to get their laundry.
It's all the time busy here.
But you know the ship so well.
Well, that's our target. Our target is to have zero single-use plastics. We managed quite a lot, and we are still continuing this process to minimize as much as possible. So I think that's a reasonable target to have it in the next few years. Of course, we are not the only ones which are fighting this war against the single-use plastics. We also need the support of ports, land, companies, providers of certain materials. So this is a whole team, whole puzzle, let's say, yeah? And we're just a piece of it. I hope we're doing our part and we're doing it good and we're improving it.
Okay. So I would say let's get out of the laundry room, let the people do the laundry without any microfibers of plastics getting out.
Yeah.
Thank you, Simon, for taking the time.
No worries. Thank you for your visit.
Oof, what a trip. I'm back in Berlin after being on a cruise ship and in the air. And there was the message from Lucas that we wanted to listen to again.
Hello, TUI. I'm honestly really angry. I recently saw pictures of sea turtles entangled in plastic. It was so upsetting, it almost made me cry. We all know that single-use plastic is our downfall. I keep noticing this. Every time I travel, on an airplane, for example, there's an incredible amount of waste. It's often difficult to avoid plastic when you're on the move because you're constantly being handed single-use packaging. Finally, do something about all the single-use plastic when traveling. Then you might win me back as a customer.
Hey, Lucas. We all hate single-use items and we love the oceans. TUI depends on clean nature. That's why we've committed to banning all problematic and unnecessary plastic packaging until 2030. We've already removed over 250 million plastic items. We're not at zero yet, but we are on it. P.S. Check out the TUI Care Foundation Sea Turtle program. I love it. Just like sea turtles.
We're on it, right? A TUI podcast on sustainability and the future of travel. If you have any questions or suggestions, feel free to write to rebecca@tui.com. If you want to learn more about sustainability at TUI, click on tuigroup.com/sustainability. This podcast is produced by Bose Park Productions. Host and editorial, Rebecca Gehrig, with support from Magnus Hüttenbehrendt and Christian Rapp. A special thanks goes to the communications and sustainability team of the TUI Group. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode.